Welcome back to the American Journal. We're getting ready to kick off the third hour of the program with a lot more digging to do. In just a bit, I'll bring you the report that I brought to you first yesterday. If you follow me on X, you saw it first. For the mainstream media caught on to it. It's at Brianna Morello. If you're not doing so already, make sure you give me a follow. But that's where we released the update regarding Mark Kelly. As many of you guys know, I'm now credentialed to cover the Pentagon. And so we've been doing a lot of reporting on what's going on inside the Pentagon. And that's where I break it. Over on X, make sure you give me a follow. We'll be diving into that in just a little bit. We'll also be talking about the Trump executive orders in regards to fentanyl. Well, obviously, he signed an executive order yesterday. I'll break down that report as well. Plus, he's suing BBC, and rightfully so. BBC decided to very obviously commit defamation. I guess maybe because they thought they were overseas, even though they have shops here in the U.S., that they weren't going to get caught up in any of this. But now they're being sued, and rightfully so. People like this who commit these types of horrific, intentional, I keep using the word horrific. I got to find another word. Got to crack open a thesaurus. But they are just scumbags, BBC. So we're going to be going over that lawsuit as well. Plus, Ilhan Omar, after Islamic terrorism threats, says that we should be focused on white men. And we should be monitoring them. I've got a little fact for y'all. I'll break it down for you in a bit as well. In regards to Ilhan Omar, because she likes to monitor white men, just the married ones and the rich ones. And then she pries them away from their families, of course. In case you didn't know that story, I'll break it down for you as well, because those were the allegations that were made in court about the congresswoman from Somalia. We'll also be talking about Kamala Harris, because she's saying that there are people telling her that she is the most qualified person ever to run for president. And if you're wondering who told her that, you're welcome. I did. We'll also be digging into that in a little bit. We're also taking your calls as well. So if you haven't done so already, give us a call, 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-2539. We're focused on the stories we've covered thus far, of course, because there's a lot going on that we want to make sure we touch and we want to make sure we talk about, of course. So we will keep it to the subject matters as of today's show. We're following, obviously, a lot of stories for you guys all right now. So we got more to discuss in just a bit. Also, it looks like there's just more proof. We'll get into this Clinton one right now since we got the time. It looks like Senator Chuck Grassley has released more documents that apparently come from a whistleblower who alleged earlier this week that the DOJ under, obviously, the I guess this would be the Biden regime. They were covering up for the Clinton Foundation. Interesting enough, folks, this is the details that have now resurfaced. And they, of course, correspond with what AG Pambani has put out so far. But the DOJ was not interested in going after the two, according to the whistleblower, 2 months prior to the investigation launching in 2016. So sorry about that. That would be Obama. This was prior to Obama, I believe. Dr. Jill McCabe received over $675,000, that's what they're alleging, of course, from a PAC that's controlled by an individual who is a board member of the Clinton Foundation. Again, it's just more like, hey, here's more corruption. Here you go. They throw these things out there and they hope that you think that they're doing their jobs. I mean, how many times do we have to get these little pieces of information that allege crimes that were being committed that these folks don't even want to talk about? They don't want you to demand charges, criminal charges, of course. It's becoming infuriating. But that's how we open the show. We open the show about me screaming about how incompetent, it's not even incompetency, that lets them off nicely, how the DOJ is intentionally not doing its job, which is to prosecute those who have committed treason, because everyone's a bunch of cowards. Everyone's a bunch of cowards. And that's how we kicked off today's show. I've been fired up all morning, folks, just going through all of this. It's just infuriating to sit here and see all the evidence coming about and how the DOJ is just handing it over to Congress as if they are not the top prosecutors in this country. That's what's happening in this country right now. All right, folks, in the meantime, we're doing 60% off some of your favorite supplements right now over at thealexjonesstore.com. Head on over to the shop, Methylene Blue. As many of you guys know, is on discount as well. Sea Moss Gummies. Go grab them over at thealexjonesstore.com right now. Shilajit Gummies. I was trying to think about how I was going to pronounce that. Also on sale right now over at thealexjonesstore.com. Go there.
If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionist on the Olympic, teams. They will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. TheAlexShowStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. But now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there, concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rated. 5 milligrams of this a day. Bottom line, this is tasty, it's delicious, it's good for you, it helps children, it helps middle-aged people, and it really helps old people. If you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best.
You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello.
All right, we're back on the American Journal third hour of the program. Buckle up. Got a lot of stories to catch you up on, of course, and we're taking your calls in the third hour as well. So if you'd like to join the show and talk about a story we've covered thus far, give us a call, 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-2539. I'm going to do my very best to go down the caller list, of course. I know yesterday we got interrupted by breaking news, but I want to make sure we get to everyone on the calls. So again, 877-789-2539 is the number you're going to call. All right. Again, if you're not following me on X, you're really missing out. And I'm not just saying that because I'm full of myself. I'm saying that because constantly I am the one who is breaking news before anyone else is breaking the news. As many of you probably saw yesterday, I put out a tweet in regard to the Pentagon, which I do cover now. And it was an interesting one. I did get an alert yesterday from an official over at the Pentagon that they were looking to escalate the Mark Kelly investigation. Now, it looks like they've escalated it to a it's going to be like, trying to think of the term that was used when I asked them to detail specifically what it's going to be. It's going to be an escalation of the investigation that was currently going on. And it's a big one. It's a big one. Let me bring up my tweet. So interesting enough, folks, yesterday, this announcement coming out saying exactly that they are going to be escalating it. This was originally something that started off with the general counsel's office and has since been escalated to the captain, Mark Kelly. Now, again, I know a lot of people were skeptical because he's retired, so they don't understand how this is being elevated, given the fact that he's retired. But again, they can still do it. And it's going officially to the command investigation. So these are very serious allegations of misconducts. I know a lot of people were commenting on this saying yesterday, oh, great, another investigation. But the good news here is when I was at the Pentagon, it seemed as if they were very serious about going after this. So this seems to be one of their top priorities. They weren't shying away from the subject matter at all. They were very much focused on going after Kelly, but there are stages to go through it all. They were very infuriated with what Kelly did, obviously, and they're looking to go after him for just that. And they're not shying away from that. That was the good news. As we continuously went there and grilled them on the subject matter, they were... Specifically, they were very much in line with doing this properly, doing this correctly, and making sure that Mark Kelly was held accountable. It's really the only one who they're able to go after right now is what they described for putting out that video, as many of you guys know, of them telling those in the military to refuse orders if they deem them to be illegal, which obviously is something that is deeply, deeply concerning because, again, we've seen the politics in all of this. I mean, who the heck does Mark Kelly think he is? So we're going to follow this as it develops, but of course now they are escalating the issue. Now, Mark Kelly responded to it saying he's looking forward to defending himself, calling it an abuse of their power. So we're going to keep following that story as it develops. But again, it seems to be gaining some momentum here. We'll just go with that. I won't sell you a dream, but I will say that those over at the Pentagon were very serious when I was there just days ago on making sure that this was a top priority. And that top priority being holding Mark Kelly accountable for participating in that video. Yesterday, President Trump signed an executive order going, and it's about fentanyl specifically, and the key chemicals that are used to make up fentanyl. Now, he's labeling it as weapon of mass destruction. Now, again, this has a lot to do with the president's declaration of war on the countries that are flooding our country with fentanyl. And again, it also details how the fentanyl is largely sourced from China, the chemicals, the components. Now, what does this mean? It probably means that it's going to help them with going after those who are manufacturing and bringing it into our country. As many of you guys know, they are doing the airstrikes. They just put up another video. I believe it was yesterday or this morning. I did see it this morning. So I'll tell you that. But they have carried out these extensive strikes, killing over 80 people on these vessels as they try to bring fentanyl allegedly into our country. And they're not letting up anytime soon. They're not letting in anytime soon. So we'll keep watching that as it develops. This is kind of good news, folks. BBC has just been slapped with a $10 billion defamation lawsuit. That's correct. The British Broadcasting Corporation has been slapped with this lawsuit thanks to the fact that they do business here in the United States. That's how Trump was able to land this lawsuit. Now, of course, I'm sure they're going to try to fight back. That is $10 billion. That'll probably bankrupt them. But folks, he's ticked off, and rightfully so. We're going to play clip 8 for you because BBC thought it was appropriate to air edited video, which was edited video from his 2021 January 6th speech. Take a listen.
We're going to walk down to the Capitol, and I'll be there with you, and we fight. We fight like hell. We're going to walk down to the Capitol, and we're going to cheer on our brave senators and congressmen and women.
Ah, the fight part. I guess didn't fit the narrative. See, here's the problem with this. Now, as many of you guys know, the executive, one of the biggest executives resigned after, was called out for all of this. And BBC obviously putting in a statement saying, yeah, we did F up. But enough is enough. Enough is enough. You know, these outlets have consistently, and they're propagandists for the government, obviously, but they keep getting away with this nonsense. They've consistently gotten away with this nonsense. And President Trump, rightfully so, going after them. Why are you trying to demonize the president? Well, obviously, it goes on to carry on what they've been pushing for a very long time now, and that President Trump was inciting violence on January 6th when we all know he wasn't. All you have to do is look at the raw footage from that day, and you know he wasn't doing that. But if you were someone who is a biased, horrible person, you would put a video out like that and promote it as if it's factually correct. And so BBC being sued for, at first I thought it was $5 billion, but why not just double it? And it looks like the lawsuit was filed for $10 billion. Now, again, we'll see how this all plays out. They are obviously British, but they do conduct business and do have offices here in the United States. So we'll see how that legal challenge plays out. I look forward to seeing what they do just with that alone. As we continue to also talk about the Islamic threat here in the homeland, Ilhan Omar, who's an apologist for these jihadists, continues to go out there and pretend like there's nothing wrong here, which she's asked a question about, as the mainstream media puts it, radical Islam, which we all know I disagree with personally. But as they continue to push that out there, they're going through a lot of lies. And she, for some reason, has to dodge that bullet, right? So what she's sitting here and talking about, and she has to address Islamic terrorists, she decides to point the finger at white men. Take a listen to clip 9 and how that goes for her.
A lot of conservatives in particular would say that the rise in Islamophobia is a result not of hate, but of fear, a legitimate fear, they say, of quote-unquote jihadist terrorism, whether it's Fort Hood or San Bernardino or the recent truck attack in New York. What do you say to them?
I would say our country should be more fearful of white men across our country, because they are actually causing most of the deaths within this country. And so if fear was the driving force of policies to keep America safe, Americans safe inside of this country, we should be profiling, monitoring, and creating policies to fight the radicalization of white men.
Ah, of course, she says it on a very cozy terrorist-funded network, allegedly. It's like home for her, of course. You see, Ilhan Omar really does enjoy monitoring white men, specifically married white men. We know this because she's been accused of this. In court, she's been accused of going after her now husband, the third one. I'm referring to here. These accusations have been pushed and they've been made public in court. You know, the guy she's married to now, he was previously married. And in court, the ex-wife actually went after Ilhan Omar, specifically saying that, yeah, we were married and everything was fine. And she actually pleaded and begged for her husband to come back so she could keep her family together. Unfortunately, though, that was not the case. That did not happen. And they did get a divorce and he's been remarried. He's remarried. Now, again, I'm sure Ilhan Omar would deny these allegations she's facing. But again, it just seems like it's a messy ride for Ilhan Omar. You see, these people love to sit here and drum up the threats of white men throughout our country. But if white men were the greatest threat, then why the heck are you here? Ah, it's a million-dollar question. You see, you asked to come here. You weren't born here. You weren't captured and brought here. You and the rest of your family decided to, according to reports, manipulate the system and come here. Now, did you come here because you love this country? Or did you come here because you hate it and you want to be a part of the destruction? Well, I continue to ask if any of those claims are being investigated by immigration services. And I'll let you know when I hear back. Because, folks, this is an issue we're going to keep following up on, keep circling back on. Because Ilhan Omar is accused of not only lying and marrying her brother, but there's new accusations. We're going to dive into it tomorrow. About how she's accused now of possibly not representing her birth year properly either. Ah, the evidence is overwhelming. Will something happen? Not likely. Not likely. But I'll keep asking the difficult questions that nobody seems to want to answer, of course. All right, Kamala Harris in clip 10 is coming out and saying that she's the most qualified candidate to ever run for president, according to people that she's spoken to, and she's actually considering running again. Take a listen.
That is and a decent. But that is a decent resume. But go ahead.
But there. Well, some people have actually said I was the most qualified candidate ever to run for president.
I like the some people say. Very nice. But go ahead.
I'm just speaking fact.
Yeah,
girl. Speak that fact. Here's the thing. Some people, she's referring to me, I've actually told her that she was qualified to run again and again and again and again. I would love to see Kamala Harris run in 2028, and you guys could thank me for that. Folks, we're going to flood her with motivational quotes as to why she should run. We want Kamala Harris to break that glass ceiling. This is my service to this great country. I'm going to keep encouraging it. Because Republicans, they're pretty spineless. They don't really have much of a plan. But if I can encourage that incompetent woman to make another run for the White House, well, you could all thank me later, of course. All right, folks, we're going to be taking your calls. So let's dive into some right now, because I see we have a long list. And yesterday, we didn't have enough time to get to everyone. So let's kick things off with the first one, Bart in Georgia. Bart, welcome to the show.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for taking my call. First of all, I want to plug my channel. Please go to Bart Fine on BitChute and Rumble and even on ScrewTube. But now, I want to get to this Islamic offensive. It's obvious to me this is what's going on. And the way I see it, if we have some politicians with some balls in Texas and Minnesota, there are probably noise ordinances like late at night, like early in the morning. Like, I don't want to hear any kind of noise at 5 o'clock in the morning. So slap fines on these mosques and heavy fines. And then when they fail to pay the fine, seize the mosque and turn it into a church. Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Bart. No, I'm with you on that. Yeah, I know in Minnesota that they just do it and no one's allowed to say anything. They even compare it to church bells, which is obviously not authentic at all or even a legitimate argument there. So, it doesn't really seem to make as much sense for me. I'll tell you that much. But in Texas, yeah, I mean, I'd like to see all of them do that. It's so crazy. It's a sign of dominance, too. It's not even like something they practice in their own countries. They want to assert their dominance. And so they do things like that. Even in New York City, when I lived in New York City, you'd see the cab drivers just kind of toss their cabs to the side of the road so they could get down and pray. Again, they don't do that in their country. They don't quickly pull over into an illegal spot and pray. It's to assert dominance in this country. And that's what they're doing all across the country. So, Bart, thank you for calling in, of course. Rubber Duck in Ohio, welcome to the show.
Yeah, so you know the guy with the white bandage that had blood all over his face, the survivor from the Australia attack?
We're going to have to pull that one up because I'm not. Is that the one? I think our controllers are going to try to pull up the image as quickly as they can. But
well, so there's a picture of him. He survived the October 7th attack, too. But there's also pictures of him being painted up by makeup artists beforehand. So they're crisis actors, dude. It's a false flag. And I'm not saying that all Jews, whatever, but Israel does seem to be the deepest well of evil that we've ever known, come to know, you know. And will you please get away from Laura Loomer, please?
Well, here's my thing. I think you might be referring to an AI-generated photo, because we're trying to find it right now, and I believe it was debunked as AI-generated.
In one of the Israel, Jimmy Dore or Max Blumenthal. You should check with Max Blumenthal. For real. He knows. In 2016, some kid in Israel, when Trump first came into office, some kid in Israel called in like 2,000 bomb threats over here in America to drum up anti-Semitism. I mean, this stuff is well documented, man. It's all over the place. It's like, I mean, I'm sorry,
So Rubber Duck, you don't, and I know that's the name you went by when you called into the show, you don't think that Islam is the threat that we're making it seem to be. You think that Israel is behind all of this.
I'm not trying to take anything away from Islam, because I know it is a threat. You are right. This is a multiple front attack, man. This is not just one thing. And as far as I'm concerned, the censorship is coming from the Zionists, okay, which are Jews, because they own everything. There's no other way to get around that. It's all the same side of, or it's both sides of one coin.
Is this the?
You know what I mean?
I don't know if you're watching right now, but we have a video up right now. Is this what you were referring to?
I see a
guy with a white. He's badged up and he's got what appears to be blood.
He's got blood all over his face.
Yeah, I think is this the AI generated one, guys?
There's one of him in Israel being painted up.
Yeah, well, we'll look into this because I haven't had a second to look into this video. So
yeah, well, he's a survivor from the October 7th attack, and I'm sorry, but you just can't. The odds of that, you would have better odds of being struck by lightning in your asshole four times a day for the rest of your life. You know what I mean? Like, it's just ridiculous.
Yeah, well, they're also saying that there was a Holocaust survivor that was killed on Bondi Beach as well.
Yeah, I'm not trying to take away from any of that, man. I'm just saying it's a multi-pronged attack. It's not just Islam. It's Zionist. Look, read the Protocols of the Elders of Zion. That's their little plan to take over the world. Who else is trying to take over the world? Satanists. I don't think I'm doing mental gymnastics to equate the two.
All right. Well, thank you for calling into the show. We appreciate your input and your opinion on that front. Let's turn to Andrew in New Jersey. Andrew, welcome to the show.
Hey, how's it going?
How are you, my friend?
I wanted to say, Ilhan Omar, after the attacks, I'm surprised she didn't say some people did something. And quick on Michelle Obama, it's Democrat policies make things inequitable. It's Trump. That's why he got historical minority votes and won the Latino vote, because he did prison reform. He did school choice and on, whereas Obama overruled federal school choice. He pushed, but his daughters go to the elite. So they make things inequitable. They push subprime loans and on. But I want to say with Omar, her interviews are so ridiculous, like you said, the fake news. First, she looked like she's all smiley when she's talking about these killings, and she never reprimanded or said, well, this isn't real Islam. She just talked about gun control, which they have already in Australia. And also, last week she said not letting Somalis is like when the Jews were not let in, you know, during the World War II. But wait a minute, which was wrong. You are a Nazi. She's an Islamo-Nazi. And they hate Jews, and she's a known anti-Semite, so she is such a hypocrite. The Nazis don't want to help the Jews. So, and also, the Jews didn't ruin countries when they got their own country. It's affluent and successful, the most successful in the Middle East. Somalis ruined Somali. So who are they fleeing from? Themselves? So the hypocrisy, which you keep pointing out in the mainstream news. But I think even with the mainstream, they're starting to see how ridiculous that and biased she is, and that it's a sinking ship. But thanks for taking the call. And real quick, I always wonder, why isn't she appreciative that she's a refugee where they love America, but she doesn't? But the thing is, InfoWars did the research, and you guys pointed out that her parents were the communist leaders. So she's not a refugee. She was the oppressor, just like Kamala Harris. Her relatives were the slavers, her ancestors, not slaves. So great job, InfoWars. Keep up the good work. Thanks.
Andrew, thank you for calling. We appreciate your input, of course, on that front. Folks, we're going to be taking your calls, too, into the next portion of the show as well. So if you'd like to join the show, 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-2539. If I say it any faster, you probably won't understand, but it's 877-789-2539. Let's turn to John in Oklahoma City. John, welcome to the show. We got about 2 minutes, so feel free. Take it away.
No problem. I'm an old sergeant for the U.S. Air Force. My job in the military was to maintain the eyes and ears of the U.S. government. I fixed the radar and the identification friend and foe systems that interrogate friendly and enemy aircraft. Now, with that being said, I went to school with the children of the adults in Saudi Arabia at that time. We were friendly with them. I know a little bit about Islam. They're allowed to lie three different ways. One is in order to further the jihad. Mm-hmm. Now, if you want to know about that, you can't ask Grok, can Islam lie? You have to ask AI, what three times are Islam allowed to lie? And that will give you the proper answer. Mm-hmm. At any rate, I was in Oklahoma City, and a woman was beheaded at a local food-producing company here by a Muslim man, and Obama did not send regards or anything to the victims, but he sent people to the mosque to help them through the ordeal. What you have to realize is this isn't an accident. These things have been planned. If somebody wants to look me up, just go to X and type in Mark of the Beast. I will be the number one person on X dealing with that. Just Mark of the Beast search engine on X, and you'll locate me. I've got dozens and dozens of deep, intense articles on this. At any rate, you're doing a great job, and keep busting the wall down on these people.
Thank you. Thank you, John. I appreciate it. You are greatly appreciated for calling to the show today, and thank you for that. Folks, we're going to be taking your calls, of course, into the next segment as well. You know, we're up against the hard commercial break, so before we go down and start taking other callers, I will just have to cut it off there, and we'll take you in about, let's say, about 5 minutes. So if you haven't done so already and you want to join the show, 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-2539. It's the opportunity to share your opinion, of course. And if there's something on a story that we've covered and you want to dig into that a little bit deeper, feel free to do just that. If you're on hold, stay put. We're going to you in just a few moments. In the meantime, though, head on over right now to thealexjonesstore.com. We have the 60% off ultimate Christmas sale happening right now. Now, the key part about this is some of your favorite, our top sellers and supplements are on sale right now, 60% off. Things like Methylene Blue, Sea Moss Gummies, and the Shelot, I was just pronouncing it, and we just said I was going to get it right before I did it, and here we go again. She legit gummies, thanks guys, they got my back over there, are on sale, 60% off. 60% off right now for a couple of hours more. So head on over to thealexjonesstore.com. Also, if you haven't tried it yet, I highly recommend it. The creatine gummies, they're also available for a discount right now. We just launched those a couple of weeks ago, and I keep bragging about it, but the blue raspberry is my personal favorite. It tastes just like candy, and it's great for both your mental health. If you're someone who works out constantly and you don't like the muscle pain, the sores, I should say, this will definitely help you. So head on over to the shop, get yourself some ultimate creatine gummies. It's great for women. No one tells us about this. I started taking it. It's been a game changer over at thealexjonesstore.com.
I have not yet begun to fight. That's what the founder of the U.S. Navy, John Paul Jones, said back in 1779. And that's exactly where we are right now. You see this bad boy right here? That is a limited edition original InfoWars poster. We got about 1,000 that are unsigned, 500 that are signed, and that's it. And it is the final Hail Mary to keep InfoWars on the air. We've sold out of almost every product at InfoWarsStore.com. We had the bankruptcy, they won't let us order new products, but we were able to get this produced. This is an emergency fundraiser. It's myself, actual screenshot from the show, with a 357 Magnum aimed at the globalist, the truth gun, with John Paul Jones, the founder of the U.S. Navy, saying, I have not yet begun to fight. And 1997 to 2026, how long InfoWars survived. Hopefully we go past that with my signature. This is a limited edition poster, signed or unsigned. It goes to keep us on the air. They're going to have an auction. They're saying in January. They already had a federal auction that was rigged and fake, and the judge shut it down. This is a state auction. Good guys are going to try to buy InfoWars. We'll stay on air as InfoWars if they're successful. If they're not, we move on to the Alex Jones Network. But regardless, if we don't have funds coming in December and January, there won't be money for payroll, there won't be money for the bandwidth or the servers or the satellites. So it's absolutely essential you get this. And if we get shut down, you have a memento of the final resistance at InfoWars that is so historic to hang on your wall. And there's not just this poster. We've made 1,000 of these two other posters that I designed as well. One says, defend the West, 1997-2026, InfoWars, with the archetypal Knight of the West standing against the globalist. There's another, make no peace with evil, with another Knight of the Crusades standing with the cross in his hand against the globalist tyranny. Both are powerful posters as well. These are limited edition. You can get signed copies if you really want to support us, or just get the regular posters as well if you want to support us. But all three of these posters are limited edition, right now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. This is historic. We've come so far together. The deep state spent hundreds of millions of dollars trying to shut us down. We still got a chance to win. But if we don't have the funds coming in December and January, we will shut down. So I want to thank you all for your past support. I want to encourage you now to go to InfoWarsStore.com, where everything else is sold out and there's no more funds to buy more stuff to keep us on the air. And just by attrition, they will win and shut us down by not having money for payroll if you don't decide to bail out this organization that has had incredible results against the tyrants and has stood for you and your family and all of us collectively. So take action now and get the iconic limited edition I Have Not Yet Begun to Fight, John Paul Jones, Alex Jones poster, and Make No Peace with Evil and Defend the West posters, limited edition, and know historically you stood with the tip of the spear at the key part of this fight, and we never gave up, and we never surrendered, and we stood and fought on our feet instead of groveling on our knees as slaves. Thank you so much. I fired the bat signal. Thank you for all your past support, but now is the critical time to take action at InfoWarsStore.com for these three limited edition iconic posters. The ball's in your court. Take action now at InfoWarsStore.com. It's now up to you.
You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to the American Journal, picking up third hour. Final lap of the show by taking your calls, of course. A lot of callers on hold, so I'm going to make sure we get to all of those. We're going to try to, at least. But I just saw something on X they wanted to bring to your attention. It has to do with our FBI. Now, if you think that they're competent, let me just reassure you that apparently they're not. I say that, of course, with a sarcastic tone, because take a look at this post. They are looking for, and we brought you the story yesterday, they're looking for a suspect involved in the acid attack in Georgia. Now, what we detailed for you yesterday was a woman was walking in Savannah, Georgia, at a park where an individual threw a liquid substance over her head. And she doesn't know why this happened, but it was acid and it burned through her clothes, her skin, and she's been hospitalized. It's absolutely devastating. This woman seemed like a very kind-hearted person, someone who is known to be active at her church. She has done plenty of charitable work as well. So our hearts go out to her, but they're saying that they're trying to find the suspect. Now, if you're truly trying to find a suspect and you're the FBI, why wouldn't you show the image of the suspect rather than a map of what the park looks like? As you can see on your screen, and if you're audio only, let me detail what you're looking at right now or what you would be looking at right now. They have the seeking information big tab. It says acid attack, Georgia, unknown suspect, Savannah, Georgia, the date it happened on. But the suspect's not there. We showed you yesterday what local PD put out as the suspect. The suspect appears to be a minority, a male. possibly black. Again, you kind of tell he does look black. But again, they don't want you to see the images. The FBI is serious about trying to find someone who poured acid on a young woman who was simply taking a stroll through the park. Why wouldn't you show the suspect? It's one of the many questions we have for this FBI. Oh, there you go. Yeah, I'd say he looks black from that. But the FBI putting out $5,000 if you could find the guy for them without putting the guy's face. So that's who they're accusing of being the suspect. But I guess, folks, we're supposed to believe that this is a new FBI and that truly is the suspect that they're looking for. Well, I guess because he's black, they're just not going to show you his face. All right, let's take some calls right now. Let's go to Lance in Wisconsin. Lance, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Brianna. Great talking to a gal with common sense.
I try.
You're doing a great job.
Thank you.
They, it seems that that murder of Rob and his wife, terrible thing, really. And we know that, you know, Rob was, he had his liberal ways about him, but, you know, as a liberal, certainly did not deserve what happened to him and his wife. But, you know, his kid, little Saint Nick, what a goonball. I mean, this guy, yeah, okay, so he was an addict, he was addicted, and he went through rehabs, I don't know, 17, 18 of those and everything. And this guy was whacked out, obviously. Kind of makes you wonder what was flowing through his veins. In fact, they probably should have tapped into him when he got arrested just to see what was flowing through his veins. Maybe there was fentanyl in there. Not fentanyl. Everybody pronounces it fentanyl. I pronounce it fentanyl because that's the way it's spelled and I believe pronounced. But anyways, yeah. And of course, Trump, I guess, designated that now as a weapon of mass destruction. How interesting that is.
Yeah.
But anyways, you know, it happened to one of theirs on the left, on the liberal side. I'm a conservative, always have been, and his the horrible thing that happened to him, obviously, you know, is dominating the news on the left networks, and we all know who the left networks are. And it's like, well, y'all, you know, now it's happened to you folks, whether it's Hollywood or, you know, a left-leaning people, all this. But hey, you know, it happened to us in a lot of major ways on our side. The president, they, good Lord, they tried to take out from Scalise, from, you know, I consider going on Charlie Kirk. I go on and on and on. Now it's one of theirs. And I don't want to say it this way, but I'm going to say it this way. How does it feel? You son of a gun, how does it feel? Now think about it. So, yeah, I mean, it shouldn't have happened to Rob, you know, and his wife, certainly. Nick, whatever. We're going to get more of that coming out, you know, up and soon enough. But, you know, maybe his austero didn't work all that good for him after. I don't know if he was taking antidepressants or not in this Prozac nation that we do live in. But anyways, yeah, so that's just about all I got to say, sweetheart. And one other thing I would like to kind of bring up, and the problem with the caliphate that they're trying to push here in our own country, I think people need to get a little bit of a history education and go back in any kind of, I don't care if you get a DVD from the Crusades, from the Crescent to the Cross, get an education on where it all began and where we're at right now. History is definitely repeating herself. Yeah. That's just the way I see it, hon. You have a great day and keep up the good work.
Lance, well, thank you for calling, my friend. We appreciate you calling in, of course. And yeah, I'd say history definitely does repeat itself. And it's awful to see what happened to Rob and his wife, Reiner. It's devastating to see. No one deserves to have to go through that. And, you know, we all have someone that we love, too, that we all love dearly, who is struggling with drug addiction. And you really hope and you pray that they will be saved. But I just can't even imagine what it's like to have to go through that and to lose now three family members. You know, their daughter obviously survived, and there's been very sweet and kind videos of the two, both her and her father, online circulating. And, you know, regardless of politics, I mean, he was kind when Charlie Kirk was assassinated and condemning it, was one of the very few, I should say, who did just that. But yeah, I mean, he didn't like Trump supporters, but you know what? I don't like liberals. And, I would hope that people would have some compassion in their hearts to not attack me for my political beliefs if something like that were to happen. Truly. We appreciate you calling in, Lance, and thank you for your input as always. Let's turn to Sean in California. Sean, welcome to the show.
Good Good morning, Brianna. Am I coming in loud and clear?
Yes, you are. How are you, my friend?
Doing great. I have a little solution, but before I get to that, because you've had other wonderful callers, I want to bounce off their points real quick. There is a video of Al Franken roasting Rob Reiner and implying Reiner was, let's just say, very degenerate to get ahead in Hollywood. And then there's a another issue that I was going to ask you about, because you had the fingers on the button. You reported yesterday in SoCal there was a gated community where the fellow was filming it, correct?
Repeat that one more time for me.
There was a gated community in Southern California with some guy filming who came and went, correct?
I'm not familiar with what you're referring to. I'm sorry there.
Okay. Yeah, it was some guy who was, you made a reference about people in California, or the, one of the hosts had. Anyway, I was going to try to reach out to that community to show them what they can do, because it ties into my solution for this, I call it imported terrorism. We have two organizations. One is Catholic Charities that we got to deal with in just about every county here in Southern California, and the other is HIAS. So you have, on one hand, a Catholic organization importing troublesome migrants. On the other hand, you have a allegedly Jewish organization importing troublesome migrants. As a result, you always get this dynamic of blame the Jews or blame the Catholics, when in reality, whoever those CEOs are, who I think are probably, you know, sitting on the board at the WEF, they're probably the same people. So what we could have is Trump pull the business charters, ban those businesses from doing business in the United States, or like the narco organizations, declare them terrorist organizations. We also locally can go to our sheriffs and demand that our sheriffs, who have the power to seize property, lawfully do so and save their constituents from an invasion of their county's borders. So we have a macro and a micro example right there of solutions to this problem versus trying to kill deal with the symptoms. Let's go ahead and get to the root of this hydra and start taking some hearts out politically, lovingly, nonviolently. What do you think?
Well, Sean, we'll have to do some digging into this, but I appreciate the idea and the energy, of course, on that front. But I'm all in for ideas on how we could stop all of this from happening, because it's destroying our country. So, Sean, thank you for calling in. I greatly, greatly appreciate it. Jefferson in Virginia, what's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, Brianna. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you for calling.
Happy to do so. You know, we live in a very Orwellian world where judges can tell people that evidence has to be destroyed, wiped away. It's memory holding things. This happened with the Comey case here in D.C., where Colleen Coddley, the judge, has said that the evidence against James Comey needs to be destroyed that proves that he used Daniel Richmond to lie to Congress about leaking stuff through the New York Times. It's just amazing. And the January 6th videos around the RNC and the DNC on the day of the bombing, pipe bombing discovery, those have all been deleted. I'm going, how many different contractors does the federal government have that are storage for data, like Iron Mountain and things like that, that are supposed to be our backup record keepers for all this government data? We pay them, you know, billions of dollars, but somehow things can go missing or disappear, be ordered to be deleted, and nobody ever has a backup copy that we can refer to. It's just amazing how Orwellian the world has become, where things can just be told to the public, and there doesn't need to be any evidence produced, and the courts are being used to create false narratives. It's just crazy what's going on, that we can't figure out that there's no way we're voting ourselves out of this chaos that they're imposing upon us.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you remember when one individual named Tita Peters wanted to take copies for herself before they deleted the voting records over in the county that she was working in, and they threw her in prison for doing that. So I think people see that and they get a little scared, Jefferson, because like you just said, I mean, the J6 thing is kind of mind blowing to me. If you saw our interview we did last week with Loudermilk, chairman of the J6 select committee, we asked him specifically about the missing footage, and he said that they were working on it. And then suddenly on Benny Johnson's show said it was gone. It was deleted. We didn't hear any criminal indictments coming or criminal investigations. So it's definitely something concerning. But yeah, I mean, you're hitting it out of the park right now. I think a lot of people are afraid because they see what happens. Tina Peters was an example of just that. If you dare try to blow the whistle on corruption or try to gain a copy before we mass delete it, we'll throw you in prison for 9 years. And there will be no follow-up, no one to save you. We'll make sure that the president of the United States can't even save you. And this brave patriot is going through it right now. And, you know, she's in our hearts and prayers. But folks, I mean, the fact that Tina Peters is still sitting in prison for just simply wanting to blow the whistle on corruption before they deleted it, this was the example that they wanted to make with Peters. Jefferson, yeah, I'll let you take it away.
She was following federal law. She was required to preserve the records, and she did what she was supposed to do under federal law. And that doesn't hurt anybody preserving records. The idea that somehow doing what you're supposed to do for 22 months or longer hurts somebody and is a negative is just mind-blowing. It's upside down world that we've gotten in this situation where you can get yourself in trouble by doing what you're supposed to do, and there's no accommodation of that in the legal system where they say, okay, these two directives sort of conflict. But obviously what you did made more sense than what they did when they wanted to delete something that didn't need to be deleted. Mm-hmm. So it's just we've gotten in this situation where whoever is in authority gets to make the rules, and it's just irreversible damage is done to reality and the truth. We're living in this sort of a Truman world where the reality is something that is imposed upon us. Whether we recognize it as true or not doesn't matter. They know they're lying to us. We know they're lying to us. But they keep lying to us.
Yeah, they keep lying, and that's the problem. And they get away with all these lies. And thank you for that. I appreciate you calling in today. Speaking of just that, I wanted to give you an update right now. I just got word regarding the Pentagon right now. The Defense Secretary, Pete Hegseth, has stated the Pentagon will not publicly release the complete unedited classified footage on the second U.S. missile strike on the suspected drug smuggling vessel. Apparently, it's provided it to congressional oversight, but it will not publicly release it for the American people to see. Now, as many of you guys know, I actually asked that question. I reached out to the Pentagon for comment on all of that, and they did not give me a direct response, although Sean Parnell did, the spokesperson for the Pentagon and also senior advisor to Pete Hegseth, did give me a response. It did not specifically address that question, but it looks like the Secretary of War, Pete Hegseth, has now just come out and said that he will not be releasing this for the American people to see. Fair question to ask. Why? Why? Why wouldn't you release it if it's truly something you think you've been 100% in the clear for, that you were validated for doing what you did, guys did? And again, remember, the Democrats are telling us that, and again, this is political, obviously, that after the first strike, that there was two survivors who were trying to get back onto whatever was remaining of their vessel. And then a second strike did take their lives. So again, if it's not true, let's see the footage. Unfortunately, though, it looks like the Secretary of War will not be showing us that footage. I will try to follow up and get a specific answer on that front, but I'm sure that's probably it. They probably won't tell us much in the way of details on that. All right, let us go to the next caller, Steve in Alaska. Steve, welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you doing today?
Good, Steve. So, how are you?
Yeah, recovering. Shoulder surgery. Gotta love it. So listening to some of the stuff over the last couple of days with InfoWars, and you start to look at all of these so-called weaponized religions, okay? Mm-hmm. And if you don't understand that there's three places in this world that are sovereign, and they are all parts of the head of the New World Order, as we talk about, as so-called conspiracy theorists, and that is Washington, D.C., which is the military arm. You have the Vatican, which is the religious arm. And then you have Bank of Row in England, which is the money arm. The U.S. and English secret services have created everything from ISIS, Israeli Secret Intelligence Services. Mm-hmm. There's a background on who created ISIS. He was actually a Mossad agent, but that's a story for another time. Mm-hmm. They go thousands of miles to places like France and places like Poland to attack in France. It was a theater, and now they go over there and they attack in Poland to some little Jewish celebration. If you dig into the backgrounds of these groups, you will see all of the connections to all of the intelligence agencies. I mean, Osama bin Laden was trained by who? So if you really want to get America back to being America, remove the groups. I say groups because it's more than one group. You get rid of the NGOs like Jefferson was talking, or the other guy was talking about earlier, that are supporting bringing in these immigrants. Then you remove the immigrants. Get rid of Islam, period, out of the United States. It is not compatible with the United States. Or it's not compatible with Christianity. And a lot of Islamists are lower IQ individuals and prone to violence. Then you get rid of the people that are pushing them and pushing the a division in America, and that's the international Zionist Jew that owns basically all the corporations, news medias, et cetera, et cetera. And that's not saying every Jew's bad or every Muslim's bad, but get rid of them. Send them back to their own countries, let them have their own ways in their own countries, and leave America alone and start protecting America. And Israel's not the greatest country in the Middle East. If they weren't getting $18 billion a year from the United States, they'd be just like every other country in the Middle East. So, and if anybody else wants to doubt that, go look at, what was it, Muammar Gaddafi, before they ended up unaliving him. Everybody in Libya had free health care. They got oil subsidies. It was a rich nation. Nobody wanted for anything. So, you know, there's a lot of truths out there that people don't want to look at, but you need to start looking, because if you don't, you won't see what's wrong with our own country, and you won't want to stand up and fix it because you won't have a clue.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Steve, for calling in and staying on hold for us. We appreciate that. We appreciate your insight, of course. Let's get to Jim in Montana. Jim, welcome to the show.
Hey, Brianna. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you, my friend?
All righty. Hey, I just want to give a plug to Vitamin Mineral Fusion, the Methylene Red, and I hope they bring the Super Male Vitality back sometime. But anyway.
We'll put in a good word.
okay, I appreciate it. Hey, so I kind of keep track of what Congress has in the line, and there's a bill called H.R. 260, mm-hmm. and it kind of goes along with this terrorist.
No Tax Dollars for Terrorists Act.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It was bipartisanly passed through the House and is sitting in the Senate in these committees. And I'm one of these. I try and bust their tiny parts as much as possible. I can't get any information. Why is it just sitting there? Yeah. Why isn't Thune not pushing it? And Thune and Johnson, they have a case of cranial rectal inversion that I don't think a doctor could get rid of.
Jim, you're not wrong. You're actually not wrong here. And I tweeted about this today because I'm just so infuriated by it. You know, we're still funding the Taliban. And although they'll pretend like, oh, it's just aid for those in Afghanistan, it's not. The Taliban runs, obviously, the government. They are the government. And so when you're pushing money their way, they get the money. And it's so hard for people to understand. Now, as you just said, you know, the Senate's just holding it up, and there's probably a reason for that. Remember when Ukraine was at the beginning of their war, we saw all of these U.S. senators going to a war zone where we actually didn't even have U.S. troops. And so they were so boldly, I guess would be the way to phrase it, heading over to Ukraine because they were getting into this battleground area. And why? Well, I mean, I could just assume that they were part of the corruption, the money scheme and all of that. So why would they want to cut off funding the Taliban? Now, this is my conspiracy, but again, I probably would guess that they probably have ties to all of this. The funding's not just going to terrorists abroad, but maybe we could say political terrorists as well, who are trying their best to destroy this country and have no regard for the American people. But yeah, you're onto something. You know, Congressman Tim Burchett is the one person who's been trying to push this, and he keeps throwing it out there and saying, hey, why haven't you guys passed my bill yet? And it's weird because they just don't have any type of appetite to cut off terrorists. Again, when we talk about the roots of all these Islamic terrorist groups, we are behind it. And we continue to fund it. And I don't know why we allow it. We apparently have a new White House. We apparently have a new leader in the White House. And no one has an appetite to go after it. So, yeah, Jim, you're definitely on to something. Thank you for calling to the show. We greatly appreciate it. All right, we've got about, I'd say about 2 minutes left. So let's turn to Chad. Chad, welcome to the show. Hi, Chad.
Calling about the FBI once again with the J6 bomb, mm-hmm. the pipe bombs. Now that you've interviewed or had Barry Loudermilk on, and now what we've heard from Thomas Massie in regards to what their committee or subcommittee has done for the investigation. I'm very, very concerned as to where that sits as to now with obviously having the suspect that's in custody, you know, that the FBI captured. Mm-hmm. And the fact that Massie has recently come out and indicated that in order for that subcommittee to be initiated or to be opened and have the investigation is that there was a condition that was agreed upon that you would not subpoena or investigate Capitol Police. So if we've got person of interest one, person of interest two, person of interest three, vehicle of interest one, and not too many clear details on exactly what all those, I mean, we have stories, we have journalists that are investigating it. We have the FBI's information that was put in the criminal complaint. I think with just that stipulation alone, does that not answer the question as to what we're all fearing is that this is a major cover-up? I mean, how are you supposed to, if you can't subpoena, if there are individuals that, let's just say, are somehow tied into that and you can't subpoena those individuals or investigate those individuals, and let's just say hypothetically that one of those individuals or a few or however many are tied into this, how are you supposed to do anything?
Yeah. Well, Chad, thanks for bringing that up. So before I actually had Loudermilk on the show, I wanted to make sure we asked him about that. And we actually did. I did ask him specifically about whether or not he was investigating Capitol Police's response that day and Capitol Police. And he did say, yes, that he was. So I think that was his way of denying those claims that were being made. Now, I've heard it before. That's the reason actually why I asked. And Chad, I'm thankful that you just brought that up because I don't know if others heard it as well. Again, that's what I heard as well, that they were trying to stop them from investigating and looking into Capitol Police and their response that day. Loudermilk, the chairman of the J6 Select Committee, denying that. We're up against a hard out, though. So, Chad, thank you for calling. And thank you for everyone else who called in. Of course, I try to get to everyone's calls, but unfortunately, today we ran out of time. We'll be here tomorrow, though, and hopefully maybe we have time for calls as well. Don't go anywhere, though. The Alex Jones Show starts next. In the meantime, though, head on over to thealexjonesstore.com right now. 60% off select supplements for a limited time. A couple hours left in that over at thealexjonesstore.com. See you tomorrow.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nitric Boost, the all-time fan favorite, is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. You've looked at our formula. You like it?
I did, and I do. Yes. Well, nitric oxide is a key. It's made by our own bodies again. It's made by L-citrulline and L-arginine, the amino acids.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Judy Mikovits, without me even knowing she'd gotten it and used it, came on years ago and said, this was the best spike protein detoxer she'd found.
So you want to boost your own body's ability. The nitric oxide relaxes the endothelium, the vasculature. It relaxes the vein. So I use the two, your InfoWars. I keep that on my shelf. And I feed myself the Cardio Miracle, which is just straight food. It's a different formulation than that one. And the two together are a 1-2 punch. So you get in your food the ability to make what you need and no more.
It is already a nationwide best-selling bodybuilding product for over 20 years. Bodybuilders take it as it helps grow muscles and better workouts and things. So for those of you that love Nitric Boost, it's back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And for those that haven't tried Nitric Boost, you are really missing out. Secure your Nitric Boost right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We're battling in the courts. We're still here a year after the Onion said they bought us. We might actually hold on and win, but regardless, the shopping cart's there, the shipments are going out, and you will get your product. But if you don't order it and support us, we'll be off the air. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and experience Nitric Boost for yourself. It's good for men and women. Get your Nitric Boost now, right now, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And thanks for being the reason one way or another we'll always be on the air. InfoWarsStore.com, Nitric Boost, back in stock.
Oh!